Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome back to Loose Lips. This is our extra lippy episode with me, Sophie Brown.
And me, Robin Richford. Sorry if you can hear our jingle bells, we're very festive.
We are very, very festive. We've both got antler ears on.
Yeah, she likes to call them antler ears.
Antlers.
Antlers, that's yeah. That's it. And of course, Extra Lippy is all about you, as it always is. This is where we ask you, the listener, to send us in all your questions and we do our very best to answer them for you.
We do.
And give our unsolicited... Is it unsolicited if someone sends it in?
Probably
not.
It's actually not. We always say this. It's pretty solicited because people have actively asked us for the advice. So I think we're pretty...
I agree.
Yeah.
Send your dilemmas in. Contact at looselipspodcast.com or you can get us on Instagram and TikTok at the Loose Lips Podcast.
You ready? From Georgia. Oh, it's a good table.
It is a good table for that.
Okay. So, hi, girls. Hey, Georgia. Whenever I'm using a dating app, I feel like guys try and make the combo sexual way too soon. Do you guys find this?
Take a bow. See, this is my kind of gal. Yes, 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 right? Yes. In the last Extra Lippy, right, I did come off a little bit 1960s, okay? And I would like to apologize for that. However, I think so. Like, I think, right, I get that we're all like, is it sexual liberal? Is that the word?
Liberated.
Liberated, yeah. Right, and it's 2023. Fine. But I just think there's still space for actual romance.
Yeah, and if you get to... What annoys me, I get really put off by it. I agree. Yeah, my answer is yes, Georgia. I do think that happens. And do you know what? It can actually really make or break a combo. So I was speaking to a boy recently.
Oh, hello.
I won't give anything away. Not that I'm ever speaking to boys, so actually it's kind of obvious who this is, but no, it's not. But basically, he just made a comment and it worried me because it was about something about coming to mine after like a date or whatever.
What, like a first date?
Yeah, and I was like, no. Whoa. Take a step.
Yeah.
Pause.
I know.
I was like, you've been so nice the whole time. But he did redeem it. He didn't. I don't think he meant anything to, but my head went straight to that because that's what I'm so used to.
Yeah.
You know, his guys. And it did annoy me because I was like, oh, why? Don't ruin it. Like, okay, if something happens, it happens, but let the flow of the evening happen. Do not
make
say
it
before.
Yeah.
Because that's really annoying. You've just ruined it. But anyway, no, he's really nice.
So you're going to go on the date?
I went on the date.
Oh.
This is the date I had recently.
Is it? And did he come back?
I hope he doesn't listen to this because we had a really good date, but he won't even probably know that he said something. I feel like boys are just
they don't think
about it. I actually did say back though, I said, oh, so do you think, because it was actually quite sweet. It was about play. He was like, oh, I'll bring this game or whatever. And I was like, well, where do you think we're going to play that? And he was like, oh, on your coffee table. And I was like, whoa. When did you think you were coming back to mine then?
No, public spaces only.
But yeah, it was a good date. It was good fun. It was really nice. We watched a film, which people say don't go to cinema or whatever, but we had plans after like to go for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
New Wonka film, it was great.
Oh yeah, is it good?
It was really good. At the beginning, I was like, oh God, what's it going to be like? And I was like, I might enjoy this, but he might hate it
or whatever.
it was good. But then we went to a bar and yeah, we played cards. Like, we bought a deck of cards, played shit face, had a bit of food, had some wine. Like,
see,
it was good.
Perfect.
Isn't that good? And we went to somewhere that was quite quiet on a Saturday so we could actually sit and chat.
So here's the thing. I think, see, if they come in like sexual from the get-go.
He wasn't. It was only the comment about, but because I'm so used to that, it just annoyed me as well because I was like, oh, it was going so well. And then you mentioned about, but dating apps, oh, it's so annoying. They come on so strong and you're like, mate, Stop. Who is jumping into bed with you right now with that fucking disgusting comment you've just made? How, let me know. Come on. How often is that working? Give me a percentage.
Do you know what? You might be surprised. I suppose it depends what you're looking for, doesn't it? That's the thing. Like, if you're actually just looking like for a bit of fun, then maybe it's all right. But if you're looking for a relationship, I don't know. Do you think that if you basically go there too soon, do you think it ruins it?
Right. So this is another thing I really don't like to admit. Yes. As annoying as it is, I even spoke about this on a dating panel this year. Like, it really annoys me because I think we should be able to sleep with someone when we want to. That's a huge, for me personally, the sexual side of the relationship is huge. If I don't get on with them sexually, there's not a relationship there. Like, you know, it's important. I have now come to the conclusion that annoying as it is, I am gonna withdraw that part because I give everything of myself, like mind, body, everything, and then like it'll go wrong. And then like, it's just shit because there's just more of a hit back on it. But like this guy recently, like I didn't want to go there.
Yeah, I think especially if you're looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible to admit.
It's so annoying. But do you know what? It freaking annoys me, but I do think, I think that's true.
Do you think it's a thing? See, some of the old fashioned stuff, there is a reason that it's kind of stuck around for so long. Do you know what I mean? You know, everyone used to be like, do the kind of 5 date rule, but then that's a thing that
five.
I think people...
What? Three.
Is it? I thought it was five.
Third date.
Is it?
That's like the general thing. Third date.
I always thought it was five.
Fifth date. Oh. No, it's third.
My bad.
That's longer.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, good for you.
They must get bored.
If you can wait that long. Do you ever get to the fifth date?
Bend them off before that. That's the end of the point, though, because you want to know if you really like, no? Each their own.
But, yeah.
Sof's like, absolutely not.
I'd say maybe second. it's the third date rule. I can't believe you think it's the fifth. Genuinely,
I genuinely thought it was the fifth.
Maybe like your mum ingrained that in you. Your dad.
My dad, yeah. It's a 15 date rule. It's a 15 year rule.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael, no problem. And then little Wally here is doing it.
Yeah. Oh my god.
My dad said it was a 15 year rule. I have no idea what you're talking about. But yes, George, I do think that, especially if you are looking for a relationship, don't think you're alone in that, because I do think that they come on pretty strong, don't they?
Yeah.
Bumble's a bit better. That's what I used to find. Bumble's a bit better because I feel like they can't come on so strong at the beginning because they're not even allowed to message first.
Yes, why I don't use that application.
Don't you?
No.
Because
I would match and then not, I wouldn't message. So I don't message anyway, let alone if it's the prerogative, like I have to.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah. I don't use, I've got Hinge and I don't reply to anyone anyway. And that's not being like, oh, I don't reply. Like, it's very weird. Like, I'll sit and go through some and then match them or whatever. And then I just won't, it's weird. I have a bit of a, I don't know. I've met exes on there though. My actual ex was from Hinge.
Oh, I thought you meant you've seen him on there. Or wait, you met him on Hinge?
Met him on Hinge.
Oh, okay.
The guy that I dated that was a dickhead, I met him on Hinge. My actual ex, yeah, was off Hinge.
My actual ex was off Tinder.
That was really popular though.
Oh my gosh, yeah, back then.
Yeah, back then.
Back then in the good old ages. No, it was when it was kind of first starting actually, and it was actually really taboo to be on a dating app. And I remember my friends were like, what? You've downloaded Tinder? And then I remember, well, I only ever went on one Tinder date because then, you know, standard me was then in a relationship for 2 years because that's how I rolled.
Oh, hilarious.
I know, hilarious. And I remember my friends being like, I can't believe you've signed up for this, blah, blah, blah. And then he told all of his friends that we met in a bar in London and I got drunk and told them it was Tinder.
I was like,
I'm not ashamed of it.
It's more acceptable now. So my cousins met on Tinder and they've got two babies and, you know, they got married and that he said it in his wedding speech. What was funny was that she actually said, was it her or her partner? I can't remember. One of them said that it was maybe because I used to go on my cousins and swipe people.
No way.
And she was like, could have been you that actually swiped him.
See?
So.
Lots of people are getting married off these apps. It's the way.
Yeah.
It's the thing. I remember writing a tweet actually years ago and going, imagine all the kids that are going to be like, my mom and dad met on Tinder. Like, as if it was hilarious. And now I'm like, no, totally normal, Robin. Totally normal. Yeah. Well, good luck out there. It is wild, is all I will say, Georgia.
Yes.
It's a wild west out there. But thank you so much for listening to Extra Lippy. And Georgia, thank you so much for your dilemma. And of course, it's with me, Robin Richford, and the beautiful Sophie Brown.
Bye. Thank you. And we will be back next week. We've got our main episode every Tuesday, extra lippy every Friday. Please keep sending them in to at the Loose Lips Podcast on Instagram or contact at looselipspodcast.com.
Beautifully done. We will see you on Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.